The bill would change state law in two key ways. First, it would allow judges to as much as double the prison term for an online offender's attempt to commit certain crimes against children. That would make the penalty similar to that faced by those who actually physically abuse the kids. State Representative Tony Staskunas is an author of the measure. The West Allis Democrat says he hopes his bill sends a message to would-be offenders and to judges.
That the legislature, the governor, the attorney general, the state of Wisconsin treats these things very seriously, and by giving them the opportunity to go higher on the sentences, that our judges are going to look at this and take advantage of those possible higher sentences.
Staskunas says it's too early to say what the financial cost would be to the state prison system. The second part of his bill would prevent defense lawyers from getting a copy of the child pornography their client is accused of using. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says that would be similar to criminal discovery rules on other contraband like drugs or guns, and claims that would prevent a child from being further victimized. However, Van Hollen can't cite any examples of problems.
We're not certain whether there's been a duplication issue, and it's something that, frankly, I haven't looked into that thoroughly. But the reality is if they did it, we wouldn't know.
A hearing on the latest proposed online sex offender crackdown is scheduled for next week in Madison, with sponsors hoping the bill will pass before the legislative session ends next month. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.